In the end, it was closer than expected. But in politics, a win is a win. And last night, Republican Ralph Norman defeated Democrat Archie Parnell in a special election for South Carolina's 5th Congressional District. There were nearly 88,000 ballots cast last night. The margin of victory was 2,836 votes. WFAE's Tom Bullock begins our coverage.
South Carolina's 5th Congressional District is known for having a deep red political hue. Donald Trump won this district by 20 points, and Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney matched that number. But this special election was called when President Trump tapped Mulvaney to be White House Budget Director. So last night, when Ralph Norman supporters started to gather at a clubhouse in a tawny housing development Norman's father built, they were optimistic, to say the least.
Ron Hoover, I'm for Ralph Norman.
He's quick to state why.
I like his business background and what I think he's going to do is balance the budget, and he supports Donald Trump.
And President Trump was a pivotal figure in this race. On the campaign trail, Ralph Norman was fond of saying, if you like Trump, you'll love me. His Democratic opponent, Archie Parnell, took a more checks and balances approach. Aaron Mosley always saw running against Trump as a losing strategy.
To be honest, it's just typical Democrat tactics of them thinking it's a negative and it ends up blowing up in their face.
Mosley, who is the chair of the Chester County Republican Party, added this about the Democrats.
They've made themselves irrelevant, especially within this district.
But confidence can turn to worry when the numbers start to roll in, and the early returns caused this crowd of Republicans to start scratching their heads. A wave of furrowed brows as Norman supporters stared at smartphones, the early vote tally showing the Democrat ahead just. That lasted for more than an hour. But then, as more York County precincts began reporting, Norman jumped into the lead. Eventually, someone in the crowd, voice raised, said the New York Times had called the race for the Republican. With that, a campaign staffer quickly went to a laptop near the podium and hit play. The crowd stood as Eye of the Tiger played, their smartphones in hand, waiting to record this moment.
Your next Congressman, Ralph Norman!
Norman then worked his way through the crowd before he reached the podium.
All I can say is, wow!
When he got into the heart of his victory speech, Norman thanked supporters, donors, volunteers, and the president.
I want to thank him for the executive orders that he has produced that take government and regulations off the backs of small business. I want to say thank you to President Trump for restoring the honor, the dignity, and the support for our brave police officers all over this country.
And every thank you offered to the president caused 26-year-old Chad Hatmaker to nod his head in agreement and clap. Hatmaker describes himself as a lifelong conservative.
I've been raised that way all my life.
Proudly wearing a Trump 2016 baseball hat, he says there's just one thing the president needs.
Time. Trust what he stood for when he said he was going to make America great again.
And having a newly elected Republican in the House of Representatives, that helps too. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
And I'm Alex Olgan in Sumter, South Carolina. Coming within 3 points of victory in what's considered a safe Republican district doesn't cut it for Democrat Archie Parnell.
I'm disappointed. I went precinct to precinct, and I truly thought, talking to those people in the polls, that we were going to win.
And so did optimistic supporters that filled a restaurant on the main drag in Sumter, Parnell's hometown. While disappointed Parnell isn't headed to D.C., some supporters felt a sense of moral victory. After all, this is the district that former Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney won in the fall by 20 points. Parnell told his supporters to stay involved.
And it doesn't stop here tonight. The election may be over, but the movement lives on. Because we, the people, are better than the bickering and backbiting we see on the news every day.
The message was clearly aimed at President Trump. That sentiment is what inspired 32-year-old Sumter resident Taylor Nations to vote for Parnell.
It's definitely encouraged me to come out and vote. I haven't voted in special elections in the past, so it drew me out, and I certainly expect that it's done the same for a number of other people.
turnout was about 18%. For perspective, in the fall, it was 68% across the state. Many supporters encouraged Parnell to run again in 2018, but he wasn't ready to make that promise.
I think I might drink a glass of wine and try to get a good night's sleep. I'm not thinking about that now.
For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Sumter.